We're doing the Lashot Aran. We're up to page Chaf Gimel in the Machon Shalem edition, page Lamed Dalet in the Mishor edition, and page Samach Beis in the Mosad Rav Kook edition. And this paragraph, in some editions, the sentence begins with V'laze amar ki ele ha'iladim shneim toledot Yitzchak, and in some editions it begins with the next words V'siper ech ba'in yanam. And going on the previous paragraph, that's why the pasuk describes the two, Yaakov and Esav, as the children of Yitzchak. If you recall, we're discussing here, why are we the chosen people? What's the difference between us and Esav? And how are we to understand what the prophet says to the Jewish people? I love you. And then you'll say, why do I love you? The prophet says in Malachi, and I'll tell you, Yaakov and Esav were brothers, but I love Yaakov. So we've been discussing, what's the prophet's answer? So why do you love us, God? What's unique about us? And why is it us and not Esav? What's the question and what's the answer? So we're in the middle of that discussion. V'siperech b'ayin yanam, and the Torah tells us about the history a little bit, about the involvement of Esav and Yaakov, more al ma shenimshach me'achritam. And that's really to help us understand what's going to be their future. Meaning the Torah records to us the beginning of the relationship between Yaakov and Esav, so that we will better understand the future relationship of Yaakov and Esav. The beginning is indicative of what's still to come. So the first thing we find out about the Yaakov and Esav is ki lo harta imam nehem an minhag ativi. Their mother could not conceive them in a natural form. That's the first thing we know about Yaakov and Esav. The pasuk describes their mother ki akarahi, for she was medically barren. She couldn't have kids. Aval me'asher hetir Yitzchak l'Hashem yitbarach v'ne'etar lo v'raf'a. But Yitzchak prays to God. God accepts his prayer and she is healed. So initially she cannot have kids. Yitzchak prays and prays and prays, and after years of prayer, she is healed. Omnam, bezev shal sheipol safek nifla. Here, we could have a tremendous question. Ki Rivka lo nafla li Yitzchak b'mikre. Rivka didn't just happen to be Yitzchak's wife. Aval hi ha'isha she'ochech Hashem yitbarach elav. But we know the story. Eliezer goes to find the wife for Yitzchak. He's sitting by the well. He says, God, give me a sign. I'll look. And the girl that offers to give me water and water my camels, she's the girl. And God sends Rivka out just then, and just that girl is the first girl Eliezer asks. And turns out to be she's from the family that Avram told him to look for. And she's the perfect girl. Everything matches. God made sure it would all work out. So this wasn't a simple shidduch. This wasn't just like Yitzchak married a girl. She turned out to be a girl that can't have kids. After 20 years that they're married, suddenly they see, wait a second, she can't have kids. And then, a miracle she could have kids. This was the girl God wanted him to marry. This is the one shidduch where we know God was in the picture, overtly showing them Rivka supposed to be Yitzchak's wife. Kasher orayin yan Eliezer, as the whole story of Eliezer teaches us. Ve'ech nafal legoral Yitzchak akido isha akara. How could it be that in Yitzchak's lot there fell a woman who couldn't have kids? How could it be Yitzchak, who is akido, he's the one who is bound in honor of God, how does God make it that he'll fall with a wife that can't have kids? This was planned. It didn't just happen to be. You know, get married, find out, oh, she can't have kids. No, this was part of God's plan. The only way we could understand this, when we take into account that this was all part of a plan, because we see God set them up to be married, and God set it up so she can't have kids, the only way to understand that is the way our sages teach us, Shakadosh Baruch Hu mitaveh letfilatam shel tzadikim, that God desires the prayer of the righteous. Ki bazeh yakrivam v'nigash eilav, because through their prayers they come closer to Hashem. So Hashem takes tzadikim and puts them in a bind. Hashem takes Yitzchak and he doesn't give him a shidduch that flows easily. Hashem takes Yitzchak and gives him a wife who can't have kids. Now Yitzchak is going to spend a lot of time prayer. That's going to bring him close to Hashem. We have to know that every test has that potential. Every difficulty has the potential to bring us closer. And it could be that we were just given this difficulty in order to grow. Lama? What's the point of all this? Shetitached ha-nefesh im bo'ah, that the soul will be unified with its creator, kitabet fila, for he will pray more. And when a person prays, what's supposed to happen is that the person grows within the prayer. The prayer itself, that communication, the fact that we stand there and talk to God, that's supposed to make us grow. Mashelo ye'alim. And this is something which is not hidden. It's a known fact that if you focus on your prayer and you take it seriously and you invest in your prayer, the prayer itself makes a person grow. So God gives the forefathers difficult tests. The first thing we see here about this relationship of Yitzhak and Rivka, God wants it to be, and God wants them to have this difficulty. But that which the pasuk describes the prayer as Yitzhak praying opposite his wife. Dalshubo, our sages derived there, Sherivka itpalla gam ken im Yitzhak, that Rivka was praying together with Yitzhak. They were both praying. Vayeater lo, and then the pasuk specifically says God accepted his prayer, velo la. It wasn't her prayer that moved things. The verse clearly states God accepted his prayer. V'lefi zeh haya ro'i sheyomar. So technically the verse should have said Vayatiru Yitzhak v'Rivka. Yitzhak and Rebecca prayed. It doesn't say that. It says Vayetar Yitzhak l'Hashem. Yitzhak prayed to God lenochach ishto, opposite his wife. So our sages say, what does opposite his wife mean? It means they went up to the roof, he stood in one corner, she stood in the other corner, they stood in two corners of the room and they prayed. That's what it means, opposite his wife. And then God accepted his prayer. So why does the verse describe it in such a complex manner? It says he prayed opposite his wife. Why doesn't it just say they both prayed? But maybe because the verse says right afterwards God accepted his prayer and not hers, so the verse didn't want to overtly say that she was praying. The verse alluded to it. The verse wanted to teach us something, as our sages explain, why was his prayer accepted and not hers. But the verse didn't want to overtly say they both were praying and his was accepted. So what the verse said was Yitzhak was praying opposite his wife, and we have on tradition that means she was also praying, but it doesn't clearly say that. And God accepted his prayer, being that the whole verse is focused on him. So it seems to flow smoothly. If a person isn't learned, he doesn't realize that she was also praying and her prayer wasn't accepted. But instead of saying it overtly, the Torah only alluded to it by saying he prayed opposite his wife. The Torah didn't spell it out. We'll have to pause here and we'll pick up here Bezat Shem. The thing we'll see next week, the Ran says, this is all a drasha, this is what our sages derive. But what's pshat, what's going on here? And that Bezat Shem we'll see next week. We began late this week, so we're short on time. Mm-hmm.